Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Resilience is My Beauty with yours truly, Tawanta J. Hey, family, what's going on? I hope all is well with you. What a beautiful day it has been, huh? So you know what's up, guys. Come on in. Get you something cool and relaxing to drink, yes? And come on and sit down in our room, yes. Go ahead and prop your feet up. Take a deep breath in. Exhale slow. Take another deep breath in. Exhale slow. Hey, what's happening, my beautiful resilience family? I hope all is well with you. I missed you guys. Oh, wow. I hope you guys had a great day, or you're still actively working or running errands and, you know, doing your thing, right? You're just chillaxing, right? Well, I'm doing well on my end. It's been a busy and productive couple of weeks. As a matter of fact, I just finished finalizing my youngest daughter's graduation, if you will. We gave her a, you know, graduation party. And it turned out very, very good. Yes, it did. It turned out very, very well. We had a good crowd of folk that came by. Yes. And it turned out absolutely amazing. The main thing was that she enjoyed everything. She enjoyed everybody. And she was well pleased, well excited, just awesome, right? And then, of course, I had some other things to go, you know, I had other things to do after that. And, you know, it turned out really well. My first time actually coordinating along with my minister sister. We just completed this year's vacation Bible school at our church, and it turned out pretty decent. A lot of hiccups every now and then, but, you know, I'm new to the game, but at the end of the day, it turned out pretty good, right? It turned out pretty good. So, yeah, but, you know, now I'm getting ready for the next project that's on the list. I tell you, man, when I say yes, Lord, I will. And it was official when I got my license, baby. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, the doors has been remaining open, right? I mean, it's one thing after the next, but it's all good, though. It's all good. It's a learning and growing and exciting experience. Yes, it is, right? So listen, y'all, I wanted to continue with our series, our Summertime Love, Self-Love Intended series. And, you know, I have been checking a little bit. I always check every now and then when I get that free moment. And so I have been checking. And so, yeah, I see that there are people have been responding. I'm a little bit surprised because, yeah, you know, and I'm not all about the high ranking of numbers, but I know there's been some change in here. You know, I see that it's not as, it's not that many people that has been listening. Right? I'm like, I wonder what's up with this. Okay. And, but you know what? I said, I'm grateful for the faithful few. For the faithful few, I am grateful for those 6 listeners. I'm grateful for those 9 listeners. You know, because you know what? Guess what? It doesn't stay that way. It grows eventually, right? And so I was just surprised. Because normally when I, you know, when I post my episode, you know, within, I guess I would say maybe a few days or, yeah, almost a week later, the numbers doubled. And I was just, you know, surprised to see that it has not really increased quick enough. You got your girl spoiled over here, y'all. Okay. But you know what? I'm not complaining. Trust me, I'm not. I just want to bring that out there, let you know I am watching. I am watching, but I am very grateful. And for those who have been supporting my podcast, that has been, you know, listening and truly been inspired by what I put down. It's not easy coming up with content. You know, it's not easy to come up with a conversation. You know what I'm saying? I mean, some things, you know, you just prefer to keep to yourself versus just to share it out to the whole world. Right? Because you don't want to have any kind of conflict or any type of debate, yada, 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 right? Even though this is a free, I would say like a free forum type of platform, but yet you still gotta, you know, be cautious. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not that type of person to be on the edge like that. That's not my vibe anyway. But when it comes to speaking truth and nothing but the truth, that can be a little edge, you know, a little edgy for some folk. You know what I'm saying? So, but that ain't going to stop my boat, baby. Okay. That's not going to stop my boat. I'm going to keep on doing what I'm called to do. Hello. Right? But in the meantime, y'all, I just want to say thank you anyway. Thank you for all of my listeners, not just in my neck of the woods and within these beautiful areas, you know, in my community and even outside of the state of where I live in here now, but even across the waters. You know what I'm saying? What's up, Paris, France? What's up, Germany? Oh, what's up, Africa? What's up, New Zealand? What's going on? Hi, hi, hi. To all of my supporter fans, thank you. I love you. I appreciate you. All that good stuff. Okay, so let's continue with the series, y'all. I want to ask you this. Let me know, how are you feeling so far about this series? Have you truly been blessed? Has the content been really, you know, uplifting and inspiring for you, where you really started to, you know, do your own personal self-evaluation and your own personal self-care for you? Has it really have you to start focusing more about, you know, loving yourself and loving your imperfections? Tell me, let me know how this has been a blessing to you thus far, right? So yeah, this is summertime love, self-love intended. It is intentional for you to love on yourself as much as possible, right? And if you are fortunate and blessed to have someone in your life to love you, thank God for them. If it's your husband, thank God for him. If it's your boyfriend, thank God, honey, you know? And even if it's your kids or your family members, you know, they take you out to brunch, or they just, you know, take you shopping or whatever it is. Or they may just decide just to buy you a cute little, you know, little treat or something. You know, it's so appreciative to just know that someone truly cares and they pay attention to the details. That's special, right? Because anybody could buy you flowers, you know what I'm saying? But if you are very particular about your flowers, and someone comes, blesses you with the particular type of flowers you like, baby, come on now. That lets you know that person truly do care about you, right? So yeah, we're going to continue on with this series. And like I said, you know, I will continue on doing the series until I feel as though, you know, I had enough to share, right? So we don't have that much longer with it. I have this and maybe a couple of more, and then we'll pretty much will end it from there. But for this week, we're going to talk about don't panic. God got your back. Don't panic. Yeah, because God got your back. Yeah. And I wanted to just talk about that because now that we're pretty much on like the latter part of September, we like halfway done with summertime. Did I say September? Y'all, forgive me. Let's see what my mind is, right? But now that we're like halfway through with summertime or the summer season, you know, before you know it, guys, it's going to be September. It's going to be fall. And as a matter of fact, I realized that, you know, next month, August, it's pretty much like quote unquote fall for those families that, you know, they have kids that start school in August. Yeah, right? So, you know, your summer vacation or your summer break will soon end. You know, in about a month, less than a month from now, right? Versus majority of us who, you know, start in September. Well, I don't need to put myself in there. My kids are done with school. Well, yeah, kind of sort of in a sense, right? But you get what I'm saying. And now that, you know, we started this series, for some of you, you know, you pretty much have started to do that self-evaluation. You pretty much have, you know, written in your journal or some type of a book, or you've been typing it in your laptop about some things that you need to change about you, or some things you need to add to, you know, in your life and in your career or what have you. You know what I mean? And now you need to start making that move. You know, you put a goal out there. You set a goal, right? And, you know, you see, you're counting down. And before you know it, it's going to get here. And sometimes we might get a little bit nervous, might get a little anxious, right? Because, you know, you say you're ready, but then as it get closer and closer to that date, oh boy, you get a little bit more nervous, and then you probably start to second guess yourself. You're right. You know what I'm saying? And then you be like, oh my God, am I really, really, really ready? Am I really, you know, up to doing this? You know, yes, you are. Yes, you are. Why? Because God got your back. So you don't need to panic. You don't need to be afraid, or you don't need to, you know, doubt yourself. You know, you have already been there, done that. That's the whole purpose of doing this, you know, this Summertime Love, Self-Love and Tenet series, because this gives you the chance to really start looking at the areas that has been a hindrance, you know, to you. That's been a hindrance for you to you know, move a step forward. Right? Now, there's a scripture that I want to share with you all. And there's quite a few other scriptures, but this one stood out for me. And it's pretty much a familiar scripture. And it's in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. And it says, be strong, right? Be strong, be courageous, and firm. Fear not, nor be in terror before them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Isn't that powerful? He will not fail you, nor he will not forsake you. Right? Sometimes we think, you know, we have to wait until we are no longer afraid before we try to do something, right? But we probably will not accomplish much for God, for others, or even for ourselves if we wait until all our fear is gone. So we need to learn how to face the enemy. Whatever that fear is, we got to learn how to face it and do it anyway, right? Because God has already confirmed to you that he is going to be with you, right? It's personal, right? It is personal. He loves you. You are special. How many times I've said that to you? You are so special to him, and so important to him, and so valuable. You know, and you don't need to be worried about a thing, you know, because God takes good care of what he loves, and he loves you, he loves me, right? And so when it's time for you to, you know, move forward into that new venture, right, just know that he said that I'm going to be with you. I'm never going to fail you. I'm never going to forsake you. I'm never going to leave you stranded. I'm there with you to the very end, but I do want you to stay strong. I do want you to be confident, right? I do want you to be firm, right? And don't waver in your faith. Just keep going, right? So you don't need to panic. You don't need to get anxious or anything. I get it. You know, it's we're in this, you know, we're human, and we're going to feel the jitters and all of that. That's to be expected, right? As you start getting closer and closer to that due date, whatever that due date is, whatever that is. But, you know, you just go with it, man. You just go with it. And here's the thing. I realize too, that it may not even necessarily be, mean that you start a new career or you start a new business. It could be about your health. Some of you have been challenged with, you know, health issues, and it's been a challenge. It's been frustrating and all those things, right? But if God got you through it before, He'll get through it with you again. Yes. And sometimes God wants you to backtrack on the memory of Him, what He has done, right? And those moments were scary. It was uncertain. It was like, oh my goodness, I don't know if this is going to work. I don't know if this is going to happen and all those things. But by the grace of God, you got through. By the grace of God, you're still alive. By the grace of God, you made it. And so again, He's reminding you, I didn't leave you then. What makes you think I'm going to leave you now? I didn't forsake you then. What makes you think I'm going to forsake you now? Right? I'm not going to drop you on the curb. Right? I'm going to stay with you to the very end, you know? But He wants us to be strong. He wants us to be confident. He wants us to be courageous. He wants us to stand firm into what we are walking into, right? And here's the thing too, you know, for me personally as a minister now, you know, I had eventually just completed my assignment of being a coordinator for Vacation Bible School at my church. And you know what? I've never attended a Vacation Bible School as a kid growing up. I'm just keeping it real. I'm familiar with Vacation Bible School, churches that I was affiliated with back in the day. You know, I remember seeing, you know, the signs and banners and stuff like that they will put out on the church, you know, church walls or what have you, to let people know that, you know, Vacation Bible School was coming up, you know, those kind of things. And it's vague to my memory, but I think I remember taking my oldest daughter to Vacation Bible School at a church previously, before the church we are members now. She was young. She was, I don't know, probably like 8, 9, 10, somewhere in there. And I think if memory serves me correctly, I think I did take her to the church for the Vacation Bible School week. And I remember going to the church, you know, inside to just see the activities, what they have for the kids. And it didn't seem really interesting and fun. But that's as far as it got with me. You know, I've never experienced it at all in all my childhood years, or even my young adult years or what have you. So for me, you know, being the coordinator and all of that, you know, I'm so slow because I didn't even know what VBS stood for at the time when it was brought to my attention. I had to put two and two together and realize, like, light bulb moment, Vacation Bible School, that's what VBS stands for. Okay. Don't judge me, y'all. Don't judge me. Okay. Like I said, all right, I never had this experience before. So anywho, learning as I'm growing into this position, if you will, as coordinator and all of that. And, you know, and I'm observing things and, you know, analyzing and checking and all of that stuff. And I was a little bit, you know, concerned too about myself being a part of this thing because, you know, like I said, I'm not familiar with Vacation Bible School, but those, you know, who are part of the team are. So I pretty much just said, you know what, I'm just gonna, you know, observe you and just feed from that and go from there. You know what I'm saying? And that's pretty much what I did. And then, of course, I put my input or ideas or suggestions or whatever, which was very, it was not even a lot of that, honestly, but it worked well. And at the end of the day, everyone had a great experience, right? And so, you know, I was a little bit apprehensive about trying this thing, you know, but I kept going. I did it anyway. Because I knew God was with me and, you know, I just had, you know, that confidence in believing that, you know, God, you put my name in that person's heart to put me in this position. So, you know, better than I do. right? Because I don't want to go back and start looking at myself in terms of what I don't have, you know, or with the lack of, you know what I mean? And so for those of you who are, you know, entering into something new, you heard of it before, you may have seen it before, but you never partook in it before, you never, you know, tried it before, but yet you've been offered the position to, you know, to observe or to coordinate or supervise or produce or what have you. Go with it. Go with it. Because here's the thing, you are not going to be alone in this. You're going to have people in that group or in that team that's been there, done that. And, you know, you can learn from them. You know, just like I said, I had to learn. I was learning from those who had been part of VBS. And, you know, I just pretty much just followed that, you know, and just went along with that. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? So you do the same thing, or you could do, you know, try whatever works for you, but don't, you know, don't shut it down so quickly because you're looking at the lack of, you know, professionalism or the lack of what you, you know, the lack of experience, if that makes sense, right? You just go with what you already have, right? You have the gifts of creativity, of design, organizing. You know, God has gifted you with so many different talents, you know, and trust me, those talents will come into par. It will come right on time for you to make that organization, to make that that ministry, you know, more effective, you know, and exciting and fun and memorable for everybody. So again, you know, don't, you know, slack back, and because, you know, you're looking at your weakness, you're looking at the weakness of you, or you're looking at your, you know, the status of you where you say, like, well, I don't know how to do this. And as a matter of fact, you know, I'm coordinating another project that, you know, our church do every year during this time. We have, you know, service outdoors for 6 weeks, you know. And so I've been, you know, asked to partake in it. And I was kind of hesitant at first because, again, I'm like, I don't know what to do with that. You know, and I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to see how it works out. And the good news is I'm not alone. It's not all on me. You know, it is a team of us. And again, I'm just going to observe and I'm just going to follow, so to speak. And I'm just going to go ahead and lead from there, or just input from there. That makes sense, right? Because it's huge. You know, when you're not involved, so to speak, behind the scenes, you see it from a different perspective, right? You know, as a viewer sitting down and enjoying the service or the program, you know, you don't see the details or the work behind it. You just see the finished work, and you all into it, right? But when, now that you are behind the curtain, if you will, and you part of that crew, that tech crew, you get to see everything. You get to watch, and you get a little bit intimidated. You feel a little bit intimidated. You're like, I don't know if I'm qualified. You know, I don't know if I got this. You know. Right? But you have to stop yourself real quick, and you like, you know what? I am more than qualified because God says so. Even though you may not see it, but God says you are more than qualified. I put your name into that person's mind, and there you are. You know, now it's time for you to move forward, because that's the opportunity, y'all, where, you know, the gifts that God has put in you, that's when you start giving birth to it. That's when you start seeing some things that you didn't even think you had the capabilities of doing. Maybe some of you are not, in your mind, you thought you was not a great organizer, but then you just started to come up with this plan, and, you know, you started developing this format and this, da 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 da, and it works. And you like, wow, I didn't even know I could do that, you know? and it flips you up, man. You're like, what? But God is saying, this is why I chose you, because it was time to give birth to this. Get excited about that. I hope I'm blessing somebody right now, right? See, you don't know what's on the other side of your dreams. You don't know what's on the other side of your prayers. You don't know what God has right there at that door. When you pass that threshold of doubt, when you pass that threshold of insecurity, you don't know what the reward is. You don't know what God has for you. So don't allow your fears. Don't allow, you know, yourself, you know, to stop you from moving forward. So yes, don't panic, y'all. Take a deep breath in, take it slow, and just go. You know what I'm saying? Just move on, move forward, right? Don't go backwards. Don't stand there and just looking like, you know, like a deer with headlights. You know, don't be looking all bewildered. Just go. Just go, right? So yeah, guys, you know, remember to, you know, go with the confidence and determination and knowing and that God is with you, and that, you know, and also rely on God and his promises, rest in his promises, you know, that he will be with you always. He will go with you. He will be with you. You know, it's so comforting, guys, to know that everywhere you go, God is with you. Please put that in, write that down in your journal. Everywhere you go, it's comforting to know that God is with you. Everywhere you go, he's always with you. So you don't have to worry about, you know, you being, you know, being afraid, you know, by yourself and all of that. No, God got you, right? He's there to help you through the process. He's there to open up opportunities for you, right? He's there. No matter what's going on in your life, know that God promises to go with you. No matter what happens, no matter what the doctor report says, God promises to be with you, right? If you have anything going on in your life that has been, you know, traumatizing, that has been anxious, you know, has causing you to feel some kind of way, you need to understand that God has already, he has already gone ahead of you, right? Into that situation, into the doctor's room, into the courtroom, wherever that you've been having some challenges, before you even get there, before you even got to the doctor's office, God has already taken care of the situation for you. He has already resolved the concern that has been weighing in your heart, right? No matter what you're going through, that God is with you. Trust him 100%. Right? Trust that he will give you favor and give you, you know, give you what you need. Whatever you need from him, he is going to supply it, right? Whatever you need. If you need him to put, you know, to feed the words, you know, in you, so you, when you get before that panel of people, you will go ahead and speak it. The Holy Spirit will speak through you. And it, you'll be like, wait a minute, where'd that come from? Right? And you know that's God right there, because, you know, you probably be, you know, skipping over your words and, you know, just messing up a little bit, you know. But here it is, you speaking all fluid and everything. And it's like, wow, God was with me in that room. He was with me in that conference room, you know, and it's just a wonderful thing. And seeing now that you are now taking care of you, you are giving yourself the attention you deserve. And God sees that you have been faithful with that, that you have decided to eliminate some things that has caused some setbacks, that has caused some strain in your life. And he sees that you are asking him to, to deliver you from the inside out, to work out some things. And you are taking upon yourself to, to remove, to sweep, to break things out of your life. And you are being sincere about that thing. Come on, man. You know he got you. You know he gonna fix you up real good. he's gonna fix you up real good. And he's gonna fix the situation for you better than you can even imagine. Right? So again, so wherever you go, whatever your circumstances, always ask God, to go before your problems, to go before your situation, instead of you sitting there wondering how things are going to look like, how things are going to be like, to say, God, I trust that you have already resolved the situation. God, I already know, I truly believe you have already set the atmosphere. So by the time I get there, it's victory. I've already won. You already taken care of the battle for me, right? So you just go ahead and just speak that truth out, and just stand on it. Because he said in Deuteronomy 31:6, to be strong, to be courageous and firm, and knowing that he will be with you wherever you go, that he will never leave you, he will never forsake you. That right there, that should just make you feel all warm inside. Right? That should make you feel all happy and just giddy and all of that stuff. Because you have someone that loves you endlessly and compassionately, right? That truly cares about your well-being. And he's going to make sure that nothing interferes with that. He's going to make sure that you are safe and you are protected, right? That nobody's going to come and, throw a wrench in your direction, that God's going to block that, okay? It's just going to be smooth sailing, baby, because God is going to be there before you get there, right? And knowing that everything is going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right for you. So don't panic. God got your back. Okay? He got you. Sis, he got you. As we say in the hood, I got you. I got you, yo. I got you. You know what I'm saying? And get excited about that. Be at rest in that, right? Be at peace with that. No matter what is going on. And trust me, I know when it comes to our physical bodies, Lord have mercy. I sometimes wonder. Lord Jesus, but I thank God that he has healed my body in so many different areas, so many different levels. Oh, my heavens. I'm grateful, and I know that he can do it all over again. And it's also for me to really start looking at myself as to how I take care of my body, my health, right? What I'm putting in my body that my body doesn't agree with. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we just have to accept the divorce, if you will, of your favorite food, your favorite snack. You just got to say so long, bye-bye. It was nice knowing you. Right? Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. You want to live a long, healthy life. And God promises that he will give that to you, but you also have to do your part as well. So that means that you have to watch your intake, your food intake. You got to do better in terms of, how much food you eating, and exercise as best as you can. As you get older, there's certain exercise, techniques that you probably can't do like you used to when you were 25 or 35. Now you 55 or 65, and you can't be bouncing and doing them hip hop aerobics and the Zumba vibe and all of that. You know what I'm saying? You child, you, some of you probably could, I'm not saying it's not, but for the majority of the walking is the best, is one of the best exercise, and guess what? It's free. It's free, y'all, right? But again, not even just with your physical body, but also with your mental, right? Finding, you know, of course, the word of God that will feed life to you, that will feed, you know, that will give you the strength you need. But all and along with that, you can find a good book to read. There's a people out there that loves to read books, right? And if you're one of those people, find you a good book, right? And just go find a special spot in your place, in your house or apartment, or you may find another place like a park or somewhere, and just go ahead and grab yourself a cup of coffee or whatever and go ahead and read your book. You know, that's therapeutic for some people, right? You do what you need to do to help you not focus on things that, you know, that makes you nervous, that makes you anxious, right? You don't ponder on that, but just ponder on the promises of what God says that he will do. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you, but he wants you to be strong. He wants you to stay encouraged, right? No matter what is going on in your life, stand strong in his word, be encouraged, and just go, because he got your back. He got you every step of the way. Get excited about that. So as you are now, like I said, since we are in the middle part or pretty much in the latter part of summer, you know, it's pretty much time for some of you to get prepped and ready for, you know, the fall. Again, fall officially does start in September, but I know for some of you who are listening to me, you may have some kids that start in school in August. So technically that's like fall for you guys. And for you, for some of you, you're probably getting back into work, you know, and you have some goals that you have set, and, you know, it's getting closer and closer to that due date, and you are feeling a little bit nervous. You're excited, but you're getting nervous. But as it gets closer and closer, you start to get a little bit more panicky for some, or what have you. And, you know, then the doubt starts to roll in your head and everything like that. And man, oh man, no, you just allow God's word. Meditate on this scripture, on this verse, y'all. And just keep on pressing forward. Just keep on moving forward, right? Be courageous. Be strong. Don't let the enemy see you sweat, y'all, okay? Remind the enemy that God got you. He got you. He got you in the front, the back end, side to side, all around. You are covered. There's a fence around you. There's a fence around your business. There's a fence around your home. There's a fence around your marriage, your finances, your kids. You are protected. Come on with it. You are protected. And God will make sure that you will be well taken care of, that you don't have to beg for nothing. Come on with it. Right? Because he's going to overwhelm you with so much goodies. And the goodies doesn't always have to be materialistic, but he's just going to bless you with so much, man, that you won't even have time to be getting irritated or anxious or worried about, you know, what's coming up next, because you know your God is going to see you through it. Amen. Amen. So don't panic, my beautiful sisters. God got your back. As you are starting to move forward into your new season, you are starting to get ready to, you know, pursue towards your goals and your destiny. Be encouraged, be inspired, just be the queen that you are, and knowing with confidence that God got your back. That's all I want to share with you, y'all. That's it. Listen, I hope this blessed you. I hope this came right on time for you. I hope this was like, yeah, I needed to hear this, sis, because I was having a moment. I feel you, my sister, because every now and then you do. Every now and then we all have those moments, right? One minute we're feeling good and confident and like, yeah, I got this, God. By the grace of God, I'm going to get this thing going. But then there's some other times you're like, I don't know. Maybe I spoke too soon and said, okay, I'll give it a shot. Right? But it's all good. It's all good. So listen, y'all, I hope that this blessed you. I hope this came right on time for you. I really, really do. And again, this is the series of Summertime Love, Self-Love Intended. And share this out with some of your sister friends, okay? let them know about this podcast, right? And tell them that how much, you know, you enjoyed listening to the podcast and that, you know, give them something new to try out. You know, not everybody's listening to podcasts at all. And I'm not saying mine personally, but, you know, just in general, people are not really listening to a podcast. But if you are one of those persons who are definitely all about that podcast life, you know, you listen to other people's podcasts besides myself, you definitely can go ahead and just share it out to your sister friend. You know, there's people who haven't tried out new things, and maybe this is something that they, that they should try out. You know, it's easy, it's harmless, right? And hey, it's a beginning of new things. It's a beginning of new things, right? So listen, y'all, I want to close it out with a prayer, and I hope you all will have a blessed night, blessed day, blessed afternoon, blessed weekend, depending on what time you are listening to me. And, you know, again, like I said, stay encouraged. Don't panic. Don't fret. You know, even if you are nervous, it's okay. You just do it anyway. Do it because God got you 100%. Okay. So we will continue, next week, God willing, with the series. I have a couple of more things I want to share with you before we end this series. And then we move forward to something else. Yes, something else. And you know what? I need to start doing this too, because I keep forgetting to do this. But those of you, I know there's a few of you, you are already part of the Sister to Sister Connection Tribe group page. And some of you also watch our show, my sister, my bestie, Letitia Campbell. She and I, we host a sister to sister connection live on YouTube and on Facebook. So yeah, I wanted to just put that out there too for some of you ladies out there. If you have not checked us out, make sure you do. We come on every Wednesday at 8 p.m. and we are on, again, we're on YouTube and we're on Facebook Live. And you can also be a part of our group page, which is Sister to Sister Connection. And there's three questions for you ladies to answer. Very simple, quick, easy questions. Nothing to give you a migraine or a headache. But it's just three simple questions. And then we will welcome you into the fold. And you can stay up to date with upcoming events and so forth and so on, right? So, yeah, I got to remind myself to bring that out there as far as my announcements and stuff and everything. But yeah, help me, oh Lord, to remember. But I wanted to put that out there, okay? But other than that, y'all have a blessed weekend, and I will be back soon. So Father God, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for my sisters. I pray that this conversation has been a blessing to every single listener. I hope that this came right on time for your daughters, oh Lord, because you already know where they are right now in their life. You know that there are some that are still trying to get it right. You know there are some that are ready to move forward. But whatever choices we make, sometimes we get a little bit nervous and we get anxious and we start to panic. But I pray this was an on-time response to remind them not to worry, not to fret, but to be encouraged, to stand strong and knowing that you will never leave them nor forsake them, right? That because you love them, you love us, God. We are very, very important to you, and you will make sure that we are well taken care of and we are well rooted and grounded, and that you will take care of all of the issues and the concerns before we even get there, right? Before we even open up that chapter in our life, it will already be resolved, God. You will already supply the needs for us even before we ask. You will already have the resources available to us even before we call and say so-and-so is available. It's already established for us. We just got to be confident in knowing that you have it all together, and we just walk forward because you are with us every step of the way. We thank you, O Lord, for the new season that we are embarking into. We give you praise on this day in Jesus' name. Amen.